Time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess two things, the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Mary Elfner is on the phone from Richmond, Virginia. Mary, welcome.
Hi, thank you. It's nice to be here.
Oh, great to have you here, Mary. What's your musical background?
Well, I guess my really strong introduction was in high school where I took musical theory and was in women's chorus.
Uh-huh, music theory and chorus. That's interesting. Not everybody who sings in the chorus takes music theory lessons.
No, that's true. I don't know why I just gravitated towards music in high school. It was a very good way to go.
So you're a singer. Do you play any instruments as well?
I do. I play the guitar.
Mm-hmm. Have you taken lessons? Teach yourself?
Took lessons, both classical and just regular chord theory.
Mm-hmm. So some folk guitar, some rock guitar, some classical guitar.
A little bit of that, yes. I play with a band in Richmond called the Northside Ramblers.
Oh, nice. What kind of stuff do you play?
Really eclectic, old-time, gospel, some French tunes, folk music from around the world.
Interesting mix. Well, we'll see if any of that plays into our piano puzzler this week, because, of course, the tune could be from anywhere. It could be a folk song from anywhere around the world, could be a pop song, rock song, show tune, even a familiar melody from the world of classical music. And Bruce has reset that in the style of a classical composer. And Mary, your job to name the hidden tune and the composer that Bruce is mimicking. You all set?
I'm ready.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Mary, what did you hear in that wacky piano puzzler?
I heard Over the River and Through the Woods.
Good for you.
Excellent. So you got the tune right away, Over the River and Through the Woods, to Grandmother's House We Go for a piano puzzler.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Now, what about the composer that Bruce was mimicking with that puzzler?
I'm having a little more trouble with that, but I'm going to go with my first impression, which is Liszt.
Ah, well, it's not right, but you were probably hearing these. It's interesting that you should say Liszt. I would say this person's a bit later than Liszt, though.
There's no
overlapping of their time period.
You have stumped me on the composer.
Well, Fred, you want to look for a location of
a
composer?
Well, there's something about it that strikes me as having kind of a Gallic wit. Is it a French 20th century composer?
It isn't French, but... this is very early in this composer's output, the piece it's based on in the style. And I can understand that. He actually gets heavier and darker as life goes on.
So a Russian 20th century composer who played a lot of piano music?
Yeah.
I really am just blanking on the composer.
That's okay. Maybe I should play the thing again, because Fred looks like he doesn't have it, but could. I have to say, it's really fun when Fred has to think about it. Usually he's right there before I finish it. So, okay.
Thank you. Okay, I guess Rachmaninoff?
No.
Well, let's see. There's some more Russian 20th century composers who were pianists and wrote lots of piano music.
I'm not sure that everyone thinks of him as a pianist, although he definitely was.
Hmm. Did he have the same first name as Rachmaninoff?
No.
Okay.
See, but that wrong guess is extremely excellent.
Because that wrong guess was Prokofiev.
Yes, and that is very, very close. At this point in the early writing of this particular Russian composer, the difference between Prokofiev and this guy is really not a whole lot. So Prokofiev is essentially a correct answer, except that this is based on something by the other guy.
Okay, so this is a guy who wrote more than a dozen symphonies, wrote some string quartets.
Okay.
You seem to know what you're talking about.
Got in trouble with Stalin.
Oh, yes, he got lots of trouble with Stalin, yes. Who didn't? Who is it?
I think it's Shostakovich.
Yes, it's Shostakovich. Absolutely. Over the river and through the woods by Dmitri Shostakovich.
Wow.
That was tough.
Yeah, now, this was almost like a kind of musical misdirection because, as you said, when I think of Shostakovich, I think of the later Shostakovich, darker,
right,
heavier colors,
yes,
orchestral writing.
Well, there's his Opus 5 for piano, mm-hmm, which is called Three Fantastic Dances, sometimes translated as Three Fantastical Dances, has many of these things in it. In fact, the accompaniment... which I used, and this gesture, which is all over this little, that exact phrase is by Shostakovich and comes from that piece. And this chord progression, that's also by Shostakovich. That's what gave me the idea of using Over the River and Through the Woods, because I found things throughout the piece that sounded like they could actually just be Over the River and Through the Woods, a piece I'm sure he never heard. And the ending... pure Shostakovich.
Hmm. Mary, you would have gotten it a lot sooner without me.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, well done. You named the tune and you named the composer.
With a lot of help.
Well, you did both. You did them both. Over the River and Through the Woods in the style of Dmitri Shostakovich. Mary, nicely done. And for playing our piano puzzler this week, we'll send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler and also an autographed copy of the score to that classic piano puzzler signed by Bruce Adolph himself.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Mary, what's your public radio station?
WCVE in Richmond, Virginia.
Mary Elfner from Richmond, great to have you on the Piano Puzzler this week.
Thank you for having me.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fritz.